Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give a tithe offering, all the offerings that we have collected to other Christian churches and organizations. And we like to give a tithe offering of 80,600 yen. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting all our needs of this church. We have never lacked anything. You always give us spiritual and financial blessings. We now give a tithe offering of 80,600 yen to other churches and other Christian organizations. I pray that you use them for your kingdom. We praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. On Friday, we finished our Hakuba camp. We have a digest short movie about this camp. Let's watch it.
Chisutera な神の技が起こり始めるってことね、どんどん覚えていていただきたい、こういうふうに思うんですね。
はい、お祈りありがとうございます。
Thank you for your prayers.
金曜日終わった
ですね。 We finished this camp on Friday. And we saw a great work of God accompanying along with the camp before, just before the camp. Sister Yumino, the wife of Pastor Yumino, she had a bleeding from bowels, and the doctor told her to stay in the hospital, but Pastor Yumino refused that. And, but the doctors worried about it, and he said that if Sister Yumino didn't stay in the hospital, that was her responsibility. Well, I know our diseases well, and so I advised her to stay in to be hospitalized. And 2 days before the camp, she went to a hospital to be hospitalized, and she received an examination on Monday. 2 days before the camp, she was healed. The doctor said that there was nothing wrong with her bowels, and he said that she it's okay for her to go to Hakuba camp. Well, we usually see great healing along with camps and outreaches. And this is one of them. Let's pray the Lord. And I felt that the Lord really worked about climates, because we had bad climates on the day of the beginning of the camp. The weather forecast said that it would snow up to 20 centimeters in Kōshin area, and we were planning to go to this area. We were planning to go through Kōfu, where it snowed to 100 centimeters last winter. So we had a very bad weather forecast, but we gave thanks to God, and we specifically pray that every participant would be able to come to Hakuba, and we also pray that we would never have a traffic jam. And I also pray that we would be able to arrive in Hakuba earliest in the past few years. Then on that day, we found out surprisingly that it didn't snow. The snow was not piled up on the roads and along the streets. Pastor Majikino, who was our driver, he made a small mistake in about the ways that we should go, but we were able to get to the hotel earliest for the past few years. We praised the Lord. But on the third day, when we were planning to go home from Hakuba, the weather forecast again said that it would snow. It started snowing already before that day. And Mr. Tainawa, who is one of the hotel's staff members who was in charge of our programs, he said that he had never seen so much snow since he started working for this hotel. And he said that trains might not run the next day, and he said that the highways would be closed because of the snow on the next day. But again, we prayed. Then the Lord worked, and the next day there was no problems about trains and about roads that for the cars. And I was reminded of another miraculous God's power that happened in the end of January, when we had a time of worship in the northmost part of Japan. It usually snows very much around that time in Hokkaido, but we were completely protected from snow, and we were able to do everything the Lord told us to do on that day too. Well, in this Hakuba camp, we started an orchestra in the congregational place of worship. I feel that because of the work of the orchestra, the work of praise and worship has become rich in quality and in sound. And also from March 16 to 21, we have thanks, praise and revival camp in Los Angeles in the United States. Well, before I started this church, I was involved in many camps of church, but I see difference in the camps that we do in our church, because God adds more programs, new programs to each church. And in this camp, you can pray in the prayer chapel where revival started in the church called the Church on the Way. You also can pray in the Bonnie Bray House where Azusa Revival started. And you'll be strengthened spiritually as you pray in those places. And also, God will pour upon us a spirit of thanksgiving. And we will have Pastor Okawa as a guest speaker. And I have a good memory about Pastor Okawa 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. Well, we were praying to build a children's care center in Koriyama City in Fukushima at that time, and a certain famous company had promised us that they would offer for building this children's care center. And we estimated that it would cost us about 300 million yen for the establishment of the children's care center. But we were glad that, because this company promised us that they would give us an offering. But just before the camp 3 years ago, they contacted us and they said that they had no more burden for this work and they would not offer. They would not give an offering. I was so disappointed. But Pastor Okawa, who didn't know anything about it, he gave a message during the camp 3 years ago, and he gave a testimony about God giving him and his church 300 million yen for the building of their church. So that was such an encouragement for us. You can also do tree live in Hollywood streets in this camp, and we will also have Brother Steve, very prestigious person in the gospel show business in the United States. He is MC of a famous audition TV program in the United States, where every year he comes and he brings some famous people who are involved in show business of the black gospel in the United States. And we were privileged to receive advice from them when each praise band sang before them. But this time, I believe that each praise band, they will praise the Lord and worship the Lord with all their heart, so that Brother Steve and the people of whom he will bring with him will be touched by the Lord. Well, in this camp, Ashram from San Diego and Bichan from Nagasaki and Joy from our church, they'll be joining this camp, and they will sing before Brother Steve. So if you belong to any praise band, church band, and you are burdened, you should also come to this camp. Prayer is important. You have to pray through. I think that God has a special plan for this camp, because God has gathered those young people who do singing. So this time, let's move forward so that God will touch Brother Steve through the singing. And I think you've watched the movie Heaven is for Real, and I read the original book of that movie. And this book became a bestseller in the United States. Maybe it sold 4 million or 5 million only in the United States. So, and I think more of the translations have been sold in the world. After I watched the movie, I read the book. Well, I found by reading the original book that the descriptions about heaven are almost the same as a scene in the movie, but how their church dealt with the boy's death and thing that happened, that's really different between movie and the original book. So I recommend that you read this book. Well, testimony. And their testimony, the boy Colton, in Heaven is for Real, Colton almost died at three years old, and he started to talk about heaven at the age of four. And there is another boy who met a traffic accident, and he went into coma for several months. And this boy also wrote another book about heaven. And this boy confessed that he lied. Well, because he was a Christian. he was a Christian. He repented that he had lied. But because he's a Christian, he believes that he there is heaven. So please be sure that the story of Colton is different from that of this boy who confessed that he had lied. Colton, this boy, that boy who lied, saying that he had been heaven. But Colton, his testimony, we received his testimony as a true story. Well, pretty often, there are a lot of cases in which you go to heaven as you still live in your body. Have you been to heaven? Well, Brother Ide Kurama, he said he went to heaven. And Pastor Molin also wrote that he had been to heaven. And some other few people that I know, they said they have been in heaven. And sometimes I think what they say is true, but about another story, I doubt it. Well, when I went to the Philippines, to a village called Monte Vista, we had a meeting there. A woman came up to me, and she was famous in the Philippines. She visited many places to give a testimony about going to heaven. She said she had been to heaven. So she asked me to include her in this meeting to let her give a testimony about going to heaven. So I asked her about... I asked her to let me know a little bit about her testimony, but I thought that it was weird. So I said that she should not be included in a meeting to give a testimony. Well, and in this meeting, God really worked. God's presence was so great, and he saved many people. So I understood that her coming to us to say that she wanted to give a testimony in this meeting about going to heaven, I understood that that was a hindrance, Satan. And we need to be careful. What we know is the Bible only. And Jesus says in the Bible that there are things that we cannot believe in heaven. But heaven is very important. Let's go into the Bible. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, Verse 9. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And then the Bible continued to mention all those who lived by faith, Abraham obeyed the Lord and went out and left his country, not knowing where he was going. And as a result of obeying God, Abraham was blessed. And God gave him a piece of land in the land of Canaan. The descendants of Abraham Jewish people, they now have the land of Canaan. So it's important to obey God. Obeying God is the center of exercising faith. Many of you think, for example, I thought, why was my home not rich? I thought, why didn't I have such and such ability? Why didn't I have such this? And I believe that I was unfortunate. And I thought without them, I couldn't be fortunate. But a thing that can change our lives is faith, which is obeying God. Many of you might think that you can never change your life again, but that's not true when you obey God. A wonderful work of God will be made manifest in your life. So, and the representative of people who obeyed God is Abraham. Abraham completed his work on this earth and he received blessings on the earth, but he said, verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. This means that they didn't seek blessings on the earth. They were looking forward to the city with foundations. Verse 13 says, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And verse 14 said they are looking for a country of their own. On this earth, they led a life in which they obeyed God, but they were looking forward to the city with foundations. They were watching, they were looking at that city with foundations. The city means heaven. Heaven is a city. Heaven is a city. Well, I used to think that heaven was like a pasture, green pasture with green grass and beautiful flowers, cars and horses. You can relax and you can feel breeze. Well, where there is a field near Mount Aso, there is a field. There are picture cards in which horses and cows are there. Well, I had an opportunity to be there, and there was horses, but with the forces, near the forces, there were dumps near the horses. Well, I was disappointed. I thought heaven would be like this field, but without dumps. But the Bible says, heaven is city. Let's look at the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2. It talks about the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven like a bride prepared for her husband. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2. And also verse 10 says, the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Noah, Job, prophets, they all were looking forward to the city. They received calling from God on this earth, but they knew that this earth would pass away. They were looking forward to the city which is in heaven. This is very important. Well, God writes about heaven in this whole chapter because this God wants to stress it because it's important. We know a little bit about heaven. The Bible said that this is a city, heaven is a city with walls around it. And another thing that we know about heaven is there is a throne of God and there is no light because it's bright in heaven. And in the center of heaven there is a big street. But let's be careful because when we hear about a big street, we think of a big street here in this town, but the Bible said that this street is made of pure gold. And in the center of this street, the river of life is flowing, and along the banks, there are trees, and they bear 12 kinds of fruit. So these are the things that we can be sure about heaven. The Bible also said that heaven is decorated with jewelry. And when we get there, we'll be changed. How will we be changed? When you die now, if you die now, we are now in the body of blood and flesh. And when we die, our body of flesh and blood will be gone. And we'll be going to heaven in a form of a spirit. So when we are in heaven, we are spirits. When we say spirit is formless. But when you go to heaven, you can recognize with each other. And when I hear testimonies of heaven, they appear in some form. So maybe when we'll be in heaven, we'll have a certain form of appearance. And I read from Colton's story that Jesus doesn't have wing, but everybody else in heaven has wings. And I have heard this from another person, maybe from Brother Ilya. So it's clear that Jesus is different from us in heaven, because Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he was given a spiritual body. And the Bible said that Jesus became the first fruit as the spiritual body. And when rapture happens, we'll be given spiritual bodies. Spiritual body is wonderful. You never get tired. You never hurt. You never have any pains in this body. you can fly, and you can go through walls, and you can move to another place instantly. Apostle Paul says that, said that he was eager to have this spiritual body. So having a spiritual body would be a wonderful thing. But just after we die, we are just spirits. So it's natural that we be different from Jesus in heaven. And after rapture, we be changed to have a spiritual body. And after the second coming of Jesus, the millennium will start. So we'll go down on this earth during this millennium. And after the judgment on the white seed, the kingdom of God will start. Our body will greatly be changed at the time of rapture. Well, human beings, we sleep in the one-third of our time here on this earth. But when we have a spiritual body, we will never sleep. Pastor Merlin said an interesting thing that he said that he will have a work to do in heaven. He will, and the Bible also says that, well, Jesus, just before the Last Supper, he said a parable that God gave some to one talent, gave one talent to one person, two talents to another. That means that we'll be given certain work to do in heaven. On this earth, we'll be able to live, example, until 80 years old or 100 years old. But as for the work that we have to do in heaven, we will do this work forever. So we have to focus on the work that will be given in heaven. We have to turn our hearts to heaven, and also God tells us to live on this earth, to pile up treasure in heaven. So how can we pile up treasure in heaven? One thing is that when you give an offering, you can pile, and when you help prophet or other Christians, you can pile up treasure in heaven, and you'll be rewarded in heaven. But when Pastor Urushima was about to die, he asked God, will I have reward in heaven? God says, there is none. Then does that mean that Pastor Urushima didn't give offering? Yes, he gave a lot of offerings to God. He even sold his house for God. So it is clear that he would have a certain treasure in heaven, but about another kind of treasure he wouldn't have in heaven, God said, because Pastor Urushima did not do the work that he was entrusted by God on this earth. So we have to do our part. We have to do our work that the Lord gives us on this earth. When I was about to die, God told me I didn't do anything important on this earth. But I had been very busy ministering and working for the Lord, for the church. But one thing I realized was that I hadn't done anything the Lord wanted me to do. So I prayed, Lord, please help me to do that. The real thing that you wanted me to do. And now I've been doing God's will. So now, from time on, we have to start serving the Lord and do His will. It's very important. Abraham, not only Abraham, but also the 26 mothers of Japan, they also had this faith. They had they were looking forward to heaven. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will touch each one of us. Somebody does the same thing again and stopped it and do it again over and over again. It's good that you start doing this, but it's not good that you stop on the way. Don't stop on the way. Complete it until the end. Then you will have another development of things that happened to you. You have trouble in your relationship with others, and you are trying to solve it by in human terms. But you have to deal with in giving thanks to God and through prayers. And then the Lord will tell you what to do. When you obey and do what the Lord tells you to do, you will have those problems solved, and you will have good relationship with others. And there is another person who makes an excuse that it's okay doing this, but you have to repent and you have to stop. Then God will bless you. Now let's pray for healing. Let's repent before God. Now let's pray for healing individually. Heavenly Father, I pray, thank you that you are here. I pray, I bind the power of sickness. I command the power of sickness to leave. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command and declare God's healing. Some of you, you are tired in your eyes. You've been doing much of video games. You have to stop. You had a sore throat and God heals you. You have backache and God heals you. I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forever and ever. Amen.